Yeah.
You already gave us so much money, like,
why don't you just pump the brakes and...
They still in the house.
Down there? Yep, we're good.
Looks like a... some sort of cable or lead or something or that. I don't even worry about it.
All right.
They're pretty awesome that way.
Yeah, they're like...
You know, when he's like, there's a chance we could have seen that earlier. Yeah, they're all super cool. So, I felt really fortunate. There's one of the diesel techs at Seekins, he's inside of 30 years old, and, really sharp, willing, country boy, he turns wrenches, right? Uh-huh. He's married to this lady who works at TVC, so she's the career person in the relationship. They have a 1-year-old, and they lost daycare, so he started doing some wrenching on the side. And so he advertised on Marketplace, hey, look, I got $75,000 in tools like sitting around here. Anybody needs some little work done? So I was dreading taking the front end of my Astrovan apart because I needed to do the kind of everything up there. And then I really called this guy up, like, hey, I saw your ad, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, man, yeah. I got a few people that lined up, but bring it on over, throw the parts in the thing, and so I'm going to pick it up today. So he's charging straight up $50 an hour. And so the job that was quoted at Frontline, it was going to be like, $4,000, but he found other stuff that they would have done too, so they would have charged me another $2,000.
Yeah.
So, the quote for their parts was $1,400. I bought all the parts for $800. Their labor was like $3,000. He charged me $800.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start taking this stuff?
And the technician is making more money in this instance than the techs at Frontline. I know they have to hedge. I know I have to hedge for the job that goes totally sideways, but that's too much. Yeah. So anyway, I'm about to pick it up today, and he said like, how about $7,000? I'm gonna hand him $8,000. I feel like I should hand him $2,000, but I'm gonna be so happy. I was so happy to find that like someone else who's like just honest, talented, blah, asked the questions, he said all the right stuff. Hey, this can ride. This gotta do. Yeah, it was really great.
There used to be a guy up here. Do you remember Lindsay? That was our flight coordinator.
She brought all those
tomato plants.
Yes.
Her boyfriend for a long time, he would kind of do the same thing, but if you worked with him, he'd like cut the price in half.
Yeah.
And he liked to teach.
That's awesome.
But he actually moved back to the area, so.
Yeah, just
people like that are good.
It's like, here, take this wire brush and make that all less stupid.
That's exactly what we did last year, because I helped him with Max's truck last year.
Yep.
And I literally, he handed me a wire brush and I was like, screw this shit.
Yep.
Like,
all right, let's get it. I would give you a break. You know, I'd rather like somebody just comes in and does all that garbage.
Yeah, so. Damn. Well, dude, I hope it turns out really well.
Me too.
And if it does, if it does, let me know. Yeah. I have some more work to get done on the front.
It's never ending.
Or just Joe.
Yeah, it's got to buy an international. I never need work.
I think that's a lie. Were we ready to do it?
I think so. Yeah, so 5-1-1.
What's your preferred method first?
I'm
just
going to go.
All right. There's a lot of...
I'll take the shitty stretch.
This is the beer. I didn't like to get the beer.
I like the second part. So.
Yeah. All right, I'll go first. Yeah.
There's a lot of blue road on 5-1-1, which is the difficult they say, but it's because it all looks like this instead of yellow. It was gray, gray and brown yesterday, today it's white.
I'm not familiar with the rating system, so.
Yeah, it just means difficult.
It's slippery?
Yep. Yeah, I think that's just kind of like waking up, hey, it's different today. We changed colors. So, it's snowy from here to cold, but I don't think that's a surprise to any of us.
Yeah.